great to welcome you to Central Moments again, this moment around God's Word and prayer. We're with Israel walking through the wilderness, and we come and focus now on Moses' role. Largely, we've been seeing battles or Israel complaining about not enough to eat or not enough to drink. But now we're going to focus on Moses, the leader. They have been in the wilderness for a while now, and Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, comes and visits him. In verse 1, now Jethro, the priest of Midian and the father-in-law of Moses, heard of everything God had done for Moses and for his people Israel. They'd been delivered from slavery in Egypt. The Red Sea had parted. God had been raining down bread every day supernaturally for them in the form of manna. Moses struck a rock and water had come out of it to give them drink. I mean, what a leadership experience this has been for Moses so far. But if you've led anything, you know that there's always that side to leadership nobody ever sees. It's all that hard work behind the scenes. And it's all the issues you have to deal with when you're leading people. If you have two or more people, whether you like it or not, you've got an organization. And he had hundreds of thousands of people. They would have disputes. They would have interpretations of God's law as it was unfolding to them. And so they were going to Moses. And as they were spending weeks and months in the wilderness, they fell into this routine where Moses would sit out there in the hot sun all day, and people would stand or sit in line all day to bring their issues to Moses so Moses could either interpret God's law for them or adjudicate an issue or help solve a conflict between two Israelites. This was going on all day. So this was wearing Moses out. He was a great leader, but he couldn't do everything, Moses. And of course, it was wearing the people out as well. So verse 17, Moses' father-in-law, you know, he's there a few days and he's watching this. And Moses' father-in-law replied, what you're doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. Notice you're going to wear yourself out, and these people who come to you will wear yourself out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. And then Jethro gives Moses some leadership genius advice that not only involves you if you're a leader, but it involves everybody else, because we can all start finding our place in this process. And so Moses, verse 24 of Exodus 18, listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people. And he put officials over thousands, over hundreds, over fifties, and over tens. You see that? Leaders over thousands, over hundreds, over fifties, and over tens. This is like the first small group ministry in the Bible that emerges. And in difficult cases, they brought them to Moses, but the simple ones, those leaders could decide on their own. This is much like Acts chapter 6, where the apostles said, we can't leave the word of God in prayer in order to serve tables. So they set up basically deacons who would share the responsibility. I often say to our church family here, you don't have to be here at Central, you don't have to be a pastor to be a minister. We're all ministers. If you have the Spirit of God in you, maybe God's leading you to lead a small group. Maybe God's leading you, like right now at Central, we're trying to multiply the groups of 10 that we have, the life groups. And maybe God's leading you to be a part of the long-term solution for the health of the family of God and the work of God. It takes all kinds of people. Some of you have gifts to lead 1,000. Some of you 50 or 10. But God's got a place for you in ministry. And this is the powerful picture that we have. So I'm just going to pray for you. I don't know if you're already volunteering in ministry. I don't know if you found that place, but especially as we reopen after the pandemic, many people that have not been able to volunteer for a year now, I mean, God's got to call us back. God's got to re-engage us in ministry again. And I'm praying you find the right place. Father, thank you. Thank you for leaders you give us, but thank you that the work's too large for any one leader. Lord Jesus, forgive us for leaving everything up to our pastor. Forgive us where we've just felt like, well, we pay somebody to do ministry for us. Forgive us where we just are lazy, or we just don't have your fire in our heart for people and for the work of God in people's lives. And I just pray you'll speak to us and forgive us if we're holding off and I just pray you'll employ every one of us in your work, whether we're involved in children's ministry, youth ministry, or visiting the shut-ins, or feeding the poor, my God, or singing in the worship teams, or helping host services. My God, whatever it is, I pray you use us to the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. And bless the groups we're a part of, those groups of 10. Keep multiplying them and help us to find our place in those groups, even leading those groups, we pray. And let us build your church your way, we ask, to your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.